بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to live to see one more day of this blessed month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah who blessed us to be alive to see this month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah who's given us the opportunity to send forward some good for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. And inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be about one of the many things that we should be doing during the month of Ramadan and outside the month of Ramadan. And that's spending fi sabilillah, spending our wealth for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the previous khutbahs, I talked about being good to the people. I talked about holding back from the sins. I spoke about increasing your ibadah, your worship. I spoke about qiyamul layl. But today, we're going to speak about spending fi sabilillah for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the month of Ramadan is the month for making mujahidah, the month for struggling, for striving. And one of the most difficult things that we struggle with is spending our wealth for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, spend from that which we have given to you, spend from that which we have provided for you before the day comes when there will be no bargaining, there will be no friendship, and there will be no shafa'ah. There will be no intercession. Nobody's going to be able to come to your aid to plead your case for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's warning us. Spend from what He's given us. Spend it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On Yawmul Qiyamah, there's not going to be any bargaining. On Yawmul Qiyamah, if you had a fortune in this dunya, you're not going to be able to carry it with you into Yawmul Qiyamah and bargain with Allah. Oh Allah, I'll give you this if you save me from the hellfire. We can't do that. So brothers and sisters, spend your wealth today for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan, brothers and sisters, is the month of giving sadaqah, giving charity for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we said before, they said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَانَ نَبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ. They said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He was the most generous of people. Rasulullah was very generous. وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. But during the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah became even more generous. He would spend even more of his wealth for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what about us? How many of us have increased the sadaqah that we've been giving during this month of Ramadan? And we only have a few days left. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He encourages all throughout the Quran, He encourages us to rush to do the good. Rush to do the good deeds while you can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِيُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا سَمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, and rush to those things which lead to the maghfirah from Allah. Rush to do those things which lead to Allah forgiving you. And rush towards the Jannah, the paradise, whose width is as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the people who have the taqwa of Allah. May Allah make us from the muttaqin. That's what Ramadan is about. It's about developing this taqwa of Allah. The remembrance of Allah, the consciousness of Allah. You always remember Allah. And because you remember Allah, you do those things trying to make Him happy with you. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us to rush to do the good things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us an example of what we should be doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend in Allah's cause when times are good and when times are bad. Those who give for the sake of Allah when they have and when they don't have. So brothers and sisters, how many of us we do this? Wallahi, if you wait until you have enough, until you think you have enough, and then you say, okay, then I'm going to give, that day will never come. You'll always find some of the thing that you have to spend your money on. You always have some other kind of burden or worry that will keep you from spending for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the shaitan does. He threatens us with being poor. When you go to spend for the sake of Allah, shaitan comes to you, wait. Don't forget you have to pay this. Don't forget you have this bill. What about if this happens? What are you going to do? This is from the shaitan. Brothers and sisters, I encourage myself and you, spend for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend it while you can. It said that upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came home one day, and he asked Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, Aisha, was somebody here? Did somebody come to our home? And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a beggar. A beggar came. And Rasulullah said, did you give him something? Aisha said, oh, ya Rasulullah, all we had was a little bit of food, and it was for you. So I kept it for you. This is what she said. All we had was a little bit of food for you, and so I kept it for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ya Aisha, no. Aisha, he said, if you had spent it, then you would have kept it for me. If you had spent it, if you had given it to the beggar, then you would have kept that for me. Because he said, what is left behind is lost. But whatever you spend for the sake of Allah, that's yours forever. Whatever you spend with Allah is going to be with Allah. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she never forgot that. She never forgot that lesson. Years later, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, Aisha was in her home. And there came a knock to her door. And so her servant, Barira opened the door and said, who is it? And once again, it was a beggar. And this man, he said, oh, family of Rasulullah, can you give me anything? And Barira, she knew the state of Aisha, and she said, no, we don't have anything. But Aisha radiallahu anha, she was listening. And she said to Barira, who is there? Barira said, it's a beggar. He wants, but all we have is a little bit of barley. Shariun, I think it is. Shari. Barley. It's like what you make bread with or something. Or soup. She said, all we have is a little bit, and that's for you when you break your fast. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, give it to him. Give it to him. Trust in Allah, and Allah will provide for us. So that was the time for Salatul Asr. So Barida, she gives it to the poor man, and he goes on his way. Here comes Salatul Maghrib. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she has nothing to break her fast with except for water. She gave away the only food that she had. But she said, trust in Allah, and Allah will provide. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she breaks her fast with the water, and she begins to pray Salatul Maghrib. And while she's praying Salatul Maghrib, Barira, her servant, she's off to the side, and she's saying, trust in Allah, and Allah is going to provide. Like to remind Aisha, you gave away your food. Trust in Allah, and Allah is going to provide. As soon as she said that, here came another knock to the door. Aisha radiallahu anhu, she's still making the salat. So Barira, she goes to the door, and there's a man there standing there with a goat. And he gives the goat to Barira. And it's for the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. When Aisha radiallahu anha finished her salat, she said to Barira, oh Barira, who was that? Barira said, wallahi, there's someone that lives in our neighborhood, and he never gave us anything before. But today he gave us a goat. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, oh Barira, isn't this goat better than that little bit of barley that we had? Isn't this goat better than that little bit of barley that we had? And then Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, none of you will truly believe, none of you will truly have iman until you trust in Allah more than you trust in what is in your hand. None of you will truly believe until you trust in Allah more than you trust in what is in your hand. Because what is in our hand, we see it. And so we trust in that. The little bit of money that we have, the little bit of wealth that we have. But then we don't trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we have to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to us, مَنْ دَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is that person who will give to Allah a good loan? Who will lend to Allah a good loan? فَيُدَائِفَهُ لَهُ أَدْآفًا كَثِيرًا. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase it for him. Who is that person who will lend to Allah a good loan? So Allah can increase it for him. وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِدُ وَيَبْسُطُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And Allah reminds us, and Allah is the one who increases and decreases your provision. And it is to Allah that you will be returned. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect. Everything that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because of this up here. It's not because we're smart. It's not because we know how to invest our money. It's not because you went to school and I didn't, and so you have more money and I don't. No. Everything that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after Allah has given this wealth to us to see what we're going to do with it, Allah says, who's going to give me a loan? A loan, because a loan is paid back. Allah didn't just say, who's going to spend it for my sake? Who's going to give me a loan so that I can increase it for them? And then Allah reminds us, and Allah is the one that increases and decreases our provision. And it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we're going back to. So brothers and sisters, who from amongst us is going to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a loan? Imam Muslim has related an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kal, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَدُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. Rasulullah said, the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. The most beloved places in the land to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. The places where the people come to remember Allah and they come to worship Allah. And the most disliked, the most hated places in the land to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the marketplaces. The places of business. Brothers and sisters, all of us know that we're trying to finish this masjid over there off of 17th Street. And we've signed contracts with some of the people. We signed a contract with the electrician. We signed a contract with the plumber. We signed a contract with the steel beam guy. And by the time we finish paying for those contracts, when they finish the work, that's it. Our money's going to be gone. We still have a lot more to do. We still have to do the carpeting in the masjid. We still have to do the ceiling. We still have to do some walls that have to be built. We still have some concrete that has to be poured. All of that's going to take maybe between $40,000 and $50,000. Those of you that have been coming for Ramadan, you see how tight we are in this little masjid. We're tight. Alhamdulillah, we have it. But we really need that bigger place. So brothers and sisters, I'm asking for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give during the month of Ramadan to help us to finish that masjid. And give during the month of Ramadan. Don't wait for the day of the Eid. Do it during the month of Ramadan when Allah increases the reward for the good that we do. Don't wait a few days and see what's going to happen. Make it your intention today that I'm going to give such and such for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you don't have it in your pocket right now and you have to come and bring it back, make it your intention today. Because wallahi, none of us know what's going to happen when we walk out that door. But if your intention is to spend it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for your intention. Brothers and sisters, if we don't struggle with our own nafs today to spend for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when are we going to do it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ بَنَى مَسْجِدًا لِلَّهِ بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِثْلَهُ. Rasulullah said, whosoever builds a masjid for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will build a similar place for him in Jannah. Is there any one of us who doesn't want to be in Jannah? All of us, we say we want Jannah. That's why we're fasting. That's why we're praying Qiyamul Layl. That's why we're struggling. That's why we're making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, help to finish this message for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept whatever you give, whatever you can afford, and He will give you a place like it in Jannah. So brothers and sisters, spend for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And spend for it today while you still can. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Quran, Allah says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدُّكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ لَوْ لَا أَخَرْتَنِي إِلَّا أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَدَّقَ وَأَكُونْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah says, and spend of that which we have made you the inheritors of. That which we have provided for you before death comes to you. And then you say, oh Allah, give me a little bit more time. Oh Allah, give me just a little bit more time and I'll spend now for your sake, oh Allah. Brothers and sisters, we can't wait for that moment. None of us know if we're going to have time. There's a brother in Charlotte right now, he had a stroke. He can't do anything for himself. What about us? What makes us think we're going to have plenty of time to spend for the sake of Allah before we die? That time is right now, brothers and sisters. So I encourage us to strive and struggle and fight your own nafs and force yourself to spend for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Mufassirun, they used to say that the shukr of Allah, when you thank Allah, it's not for you to say Alhamdulillah. It's for you to spend from that which you love for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, right now is the best time for us to spend for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us know if we're going to have what we have today, tomorrow. Tomorrow something may happen and we may not have anything to give. So brothers and sisters, don't put it off. Give right now during the month of Ramadan. Show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that indeed you trust Him. Allah said He will increase whatever you spend. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, Wallahi, I swear by three things. And the first thing he said was, I swear that a man's wealth will never be decreased. It will never go down if he spends for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear the hadith, but how many of us really believe it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, in tansurullaha yansurkum, wa yuthabbit abdamakum. Allah says, O you who believe, O you who believe, if you help in the cause of Allah, He will help you. O you who believe, if you help in the cause of Allah, He will help you. And He will strengthen your feet. Strengthen your feet in the deen. How many of us, we have a better plan to get to Jannah? You leave a masjid behind for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get a place in Jannah. Who's got a better plan than that? And you don't even have to do it all by yourself. You just give whatever you can for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is al-shakur. Allah is the one who appreciates the smallest of deeds. And He gives the greatest rewards for it. Alhamdulillah. As I said, we need maybe between $40,000 and $50,000 to finish that project. Alhamdulillah, we've gotten as far as we've gotten. But we need to finish it, inshallah. Maybe perhaps if we finish it now, by next Ramadan, we'll spend next Ramadan in that masjid, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعل لكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير. Allah says, believe in Allah and believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spend. Spend from that which Allah has entrusted you with. Today, this wealth is ours. Tomorrow, we're going to be in the grave and it's going to be somebody else's. It's going to be their chance to see what they're going to do with this wealth. So Allah says, believe in Allah and believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spend from that which we have entrusted to you. And then Allah says, and those of you who believe and you spend, they will have a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The two go hand in hand, brothers and sisters. You can't believe and not spend. You can't believe, say, I believe in Allah, but you don't want to spend for His sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Allah says, and whatever you spend of anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will replace it. Whatever you spend, Allah will replace it for you. And Allah is the best of providers. Allah is our Razak. Allah is the one who gave it to us in the first place. We forget about that. We forget that Allah gave us the risk. He gave us the wealth in the first place. And so we're afraid to spend it. Allah gave it to you the first time. Allah can give you more than that. And finally, inshallah, brothers and sisters, I'm going to stop the khutbah. And I'm going to leave us with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَتْبَأُ مَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَ فَيَرْجِيُ إِثْنَانِ وَيَبْكَ مَأَهُ وَاحِدٍ يَتْبَأُهُ أَخْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَأَمَلُهُ فَيَرْجِيُ أَخْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَيَبْكَ أَمَلُهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, three things are going to follow each one of us to the grave. Three things are going to follow each one of us to the grave. As they're carrying our body to the grave, these three things, they're going to be coming with us. It's going to be our families, our wealth, and our deeds. And Rasulullah said, two of those things, they come back. And one of them stays with you. Our families and our wealth is going to come back. They're going to maybe become somebody else's family. It's going to become somebody else's wealth. But the only thing that's going to stay with us in Al-Qabr is our deeds. So brothers and sisters, if you want your wealth to count, then spend it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it's your wealth. Whatever you spend with Allah, He's got it. It's going to be with Him on Yawmul Qiyamah. Whatever you don't spend for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, what's going to happen with it? Goes to somebody else, becomes their wealth. How's that going to benefit you? So alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to see this month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to participate and send forward something good for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our efforts during this month of Ramadan. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to have the trust, the iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe when Allah says that He will increase our wealth if we spend for His sake. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this yaqeen, this certainty. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to spend for His sake and to give us the greatest reward for it.